Well, in fact, the information we had got through our research colleagues from Human Rights Watch on the ground in eastern Libya, they have seen evidence that there were new use of anti-personnel and anti-tanks landmines the area near Ajdabiya.
Now, where were the landmines found exactly in that town?
It was out of Ajdabiya, nearby a power station. Didn't used to be a mine the area before. From our colleagues in Human Rights Watch, has met with one of the engineering of this power station who knows the area very well, and he confirmed that this area surrounding the power station wasn't mined before, because he and his team used to go many times before the Gaddafi or the pro-Gaddafi forces had been to this area last 2 weeks.
Has anyone been injured, to your knowledge, from the landmines?
No. Fortunately, no.
Now, is anything being done to demine that area?
No, not at all. There is no demining operation or demining forces being done at this area. As you know, and everyone knows, this is still area under conflict between the rebels and Gaddafi Bro forces. It's coming, going, so it's very difficult for any demining operation at the moment.
Are you confident it was the Libyan armed forces, the government forces, that laid the landmines?
From our researcher, our colleague researcher from Human Rights Watch at the ground, who met with Libyan civilians and Libyan witness who know the area very well, who has been to this area before and confirmed that there was no mine earlier. And then when they came back after the withdrawal of Gaddafi Pro forces, they found those anti-tanks and anti-personnel mines. This is a confirmation we have seen. This is a very, very new laying of landmines.
Is there any evidence that rebel forces are using landmines?
Not at the moment. In fact, we waited for a long time for confirmation of the new use, because with the beginning of the military operation in Libya, we have heard some rumors from right and left about the possible use of Gaddafi Pro forces of landmines in general, especially we know that they have landmines in stockpile. But we didn't have an evidence till days ago. That's why we announced it. But from the other side, from the rebel side, we haven't seen any evidence at the moment. There might be some landmines already captured from Gaddafi, from abandoned war stores and warehouses left by the former Libyan forces in Benghazi. That might be between the hands of rebels, but we didn't have any evidence of any use from the rebel side.
Tell us the risks that these landmines pose to civilians.
Simply their life. It is the risk. It's their life. Especially those, any experience with landmine, what is it? What does it mean, anti-personnel mines? What does it mean, anti-tanks mines? When they enter to a minefield, how to identify a minefield, how to manage to get out of a minefield. Of course, civilians, they have no idea about this at all. Not only landmines, but also explosive remnant of war that will be happening, will be on the ground after the war finished, after the conflict finished. This is going to pose a lot of risks to civilians, of course.
You're talking about the unexploded ordnances that
exactly.
Will lie around.
Exactly.